Okay, so welcome to 1111 tonight at Crystal Visions. So let's put feet flat on the floor and shoes are off. And I would like you just to feel the presence of the earth below your feet and that the Earth Mother is supporting your incarnation. Whether you realize it or not, in those times of despair and loneliness and maybe what am I doing here? What's going on? Everything's crazy. Even to get me out of here. You want to remember your connection, your body's connection with the earth. Because until you have that connection, you won't feel totally supported here. So you can be an out-of-body driver in your truck, or you can be in your body driver in your truck. There was attempted humor again from the comedy team that's coming in from that way, coming in from here. Okay, 1111. This is pretend. This is an auspicious day for all of us. So 1111 is like a portal that's opening up for you to move beyond the veil. The veil of forgetfulness, the veil of kind of alone here, and I don't have a lot of friends, so it's my tribe and all that stuff. And the veil lifting regarding your perception of your divine. Now, what might come up, though, is some unconscious resistance to experiencing this. And it usually can come up from early childhood as a memory. Now, remember, all of your early childhood trauma comes from past lives. So the parents that you chose or that you agreed to be a part of as a family member, you knew before in some way. But remember, as a little baby, everybody comes in as a light to the family. So I want you to tell your inner child right now, that part of you that's like just a baby, that part of you came into your family unit, no matter how dysfunctional it was or how loving it was, to be a light to them, to be a light to your family. That was your main purpose, actually, was to bring in that light and to keep it. But then you probably shut it down at some point. So you tell your inner kid, it's okay. We're going to turn on that light again. Now, if you weren't understood by your parents or grown-ups, your teachers in elementary school or the church, then you shut down at some point to accommodate. So you can reverse that now and come out into the world. Because your suffering is your withholding of your presence in the world. Because it's too heavy, or it's too dense, or it's too negative, or it's too whatever. So now, why don't you just shift it in your mindset? That it's okay now. You don't have to accommodate anybody. You can step out and be in the world, feel very safe, because you're connected with the earth, and pretty soon we're going to connect up to the heavens in another way, to where your higher self, it would be really willing to come in for a landing, so to speak. So most of you haven't come in for a landing yet. You're kind of cruising in the atmosphere, checking things out. But have you really come in for a landing? Now, one way you can tell is if you're pretty much in the here and now all the time. Not scatterbrained or overthinking or spacing out. That's your clue. If you're present with your body and you know you're not your body and you know you're not your emotions and you know you're not your belief systems and you're not your job and you're not male or female and you're not your nationality and you're not your money that you make, then what are you? So we're going to go to that place of what are you, aside from all the roles and valences that we've created to be in this world? to survive. All right. Yeshua, remember him? Jesus? Okay. So, Bible didn't explain it too much, but what is that peace that he talked about? That peace, that path, that's all understanding. Well, what the heck is that? What did he mean by that? He showed us back then in a wave, because he did the wave. He did it too. You have a memory of that. Do you not? He said in symbolic form, the Bible wrote it up like this a little bit. Like, you can build your house on sand, but it's going to wash away when the first storm comes. Wouldn't you rather build your house on solid rock? Now, that solid rock symbolically to mean this vibration of inner peacefulness that we all need to create so we can build our house upon it. Because without the peace, what's enlightenment? It's not going to hold. If you go up and down with your emotional body and you get trapped in your emotions and all this and that, where does the peace go? Yeah. So we're going to build again this foundation of peacefulness in your root chakra. Because from my experience in working with clientele, pretty much everyone that's come for the work has had a traumatic life. And if you look on a base chakra level, which is your survival level, it's your connection with the Earth Mother. If that's all in disarray, how much peace can you hold? You can't hold very much, because the base chakra is going to affect everything else up your spine, is it not? If that's not in a harmonious state, then how come your third eye can't open then? Well, it ain't going to open if your root chakra's in chaos. It's not going to, because it's going to see that. And it's like, ooh, no, I want to see the light. Same thing with your solar plexus. So if your energy is in disarray, discombobulated, and your crown chakra's not going to stay open. Because then if you do, then you can draw in anything. Any kind of chaos out there. I'm sure you don't want that. So I want you to think about maybe currently or in the last year or maybe in your last marriage or whatever. I want you to think about something that hasn't healed up, that's of a chaotic nature, that is a total opposite of peacefulness and tranquility. You know, that Buddha state of like stillness and presence. Whatever is the opposite of that. You're not going to judge yourself for it, for recalling, because it's going to come up for healing today. Copying's good. Just remember a time where you experienced that chaos and you felt out of control and you totally felt like there's no oneness here. There's no sense of connection. There's no sense of anything, but I just feel really alone and I'm afraid maybe. It could be when you're 3 years old, 5 years old, doesn't matter. All right, I just want you to hold that feeling in your body so that your body can release it. So if you're unconscious about something, you can't let it go. You can't heal it if you're unconscious about it. So the call today in this event is for you to be aware of, okay, what am I holding in my body that feels not very comfortable? Doesn't matter what it is, right? And you're going to create the opportunity to shift that tonight, not by trying, but by allowing the energies that are coming in to work with you on another level, very gently and graciously. So we call the work, in a sense, it's an avenue for the power of grace to come into people's lives. See, this is what they should have taught in church from the very beginning, but they didn't on purpose. They didn't want you to be free. But the church you're in tonight is wanting you to be free. Man, once you're free, man, whoo, then you're dangerous to the world in a good way.